College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning to you on a tremendous early February Tuesday morning, 5 days to Super Bowl Sunday. Welcome to WIP, which, you know, I just heard pregame starts at 4 on Sunday. Seltzer, pregame starts right now.
You're okay? Damn right, buddy.
Pregame has commenced, ladies and gentlemen, at 100 and something hours. Look, we're looking forward to it. Obviously, Eagles got a great shot to win. Now, what Jeffrey Lurie said about the Boston Celtics, and we'll get to that shortly, a lot of reaction to last night, NFL media night, but also looking ahead to the game itself and the aspects of the game that are very intriguing, of which there are many. Ben Davis in studio with us right now. Good morning, Ben.
Top of the morning to you.
And the rest of the day to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well done.
Who win the Super Bowl in 5 days.
I hear you.
How are you, pal?
I'm okay.
So, Ben, you excited?
Oh, why wouldn't I
be? This great, man.
Why wouldn't I be?
This is great.
Just a great week. It's the preparation, the pop and circumstance. Yeah. And this is just, it's a great time to be a Philadelphia fan.
Let's talk about the game.
Mm-hmm.
What aspect of the game or any part of this whole thing, Nick versus Ant, like anything, what intrigues you the most about this matchup?
A quarterback versus a running back.
A quarterback versus a running back. Mahomes versus Saquon.
Yeah.
Best player on both teams.
Yeah.
Different ways to go about doing
mm-hmm.
it. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And you look at the two different aspects, and it's like, man, one guy is just maybe an all-time great. Well, he is an all-time great. And you look at the other guy, and you're like, this guy has so much to accomplish in 1 year. I mean, you're talking about the best season any Philadelphia athlete has ever had.
You do believe that?
Yes.
Okay, no, I mean, I do, too. I just, look, there are a couple that stand out, and obviously Steve Carlton in 72 stands
yes.
out. And Will Chamberlain did some Will Chamberlain things, but this is really high up there.
This is off the charts. What this guy has done, I mean, he's transcended the running game in one season. It's something to behold.
Well, you know, it's also, look, I think Patrick Mahomes is the best player in football, and most people say
yes.
that. But it has become sort of commonplace, at least around here, for people in the last couple of weeks to say Saquon Barkley is the best player in the NFL. And John, I'm not quick to hand him that mantle because Mahomes is Mahomes. I mean, I can't just because I want to say Saquon's the best player
man.
Doesn't mean I'm going to say Saquon's the best player.
He had a better year, though.
Saquon is so, man, it's just such
I don't
a
know about that, Ben.
Different
because Mahomes
role.
Does a lot with little around him, man. I mean, that offense stinks. And they're back in the NFC Championship, back in the Super Bowl.
I think you go too far with it. Stinks.
Hey,
they have Andy Reid. He has Travis Kelce. Xavier Worthy is a weapon. Like, I think
Xavier
you're wrong
Worthy
about that.
Really
it's not as good as the Eagles and all that, but
yeah.
I think you do a disservice. And
maybe
I think it's
little,
unfair to be
bit.
Like, they stink. It's a talented offense with the best offensive coach we've ever seen.
Well,
yeah.
I think that's too far.
What do you mean? Is Andy Reid not the best offensive coach you've ever seen?
No, the talented offense part, I think, is too far.
So, you all, like, Andy Reid has...
This Worthy kid ran the fastest 40 ever at the combine.
I don't care.
He's been good. If you watch him, he's a talented player.
Yeah, he's very difficult to cover. He's impossible to run
with. But they're wide receivers as a whole.
And then he's an actual good football player.
Three wide receivers as a whole below average. I mean, that's just the way I size it up.
DeAndre Hopkins
probably
is
like
all-time
average to below average.
Average at best.
He's
yeah. at best.
Now.
But they have Mahomes.
Well, that's my point.
But it's like you say buy a dog, but this guy scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Mahomes, like he's superhuman.
I know. I know.
He's ridiculous.
I know. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Ben with us for the next 3 hours. By the way, Jaws, next segment, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Dan in Philly. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, guys. How are we today?
Great, Dan.
So, did you square away with Amy yet?
No.
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting
for?
Seriously.
Take this. Look, I don't know what to do, Dan. I don't.
It's very clear cut.
I tend to think I will probably be at my brother's. The unfortunate thing is I tend to think Amy will probably be with her group of friends. So it stinks we probably won't watch the game together.
Well, we know you don't know what to do, but when are you going to solve this thing?
Hold on. Like, so does this say something deeper?
Well, that's what I'm concerned about.
John, are you watching with your girlfriend?
I sure hope so.
Have you checked with her?
The thought has crossed your mind.
Yeah, it sounds like John has not thought about it.
She's
So it's Tuesday, Super Bowl week, and you're going, nobody has settled plans yet.
I don't.
I do.
Yeah, I'm set.
Pretty remarkable. And we're still waiting on Sylvester Stallone to get here, too.
So. Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. All right, what do you got, Dan? What do you got on this game, buddy?
Listen, I was sitting there thinking last night. I was watching, like, the Super Bowl week and all the stuff that's going on. Does anybody have any type of concerns about, like, a lot of our team is either a second-year or first-year player? Like, is this going to be too big of a stage? Like, I mean, they played amazing, till this point, but, like, does the Super Bowl do something else?
It's possible. Like, yeah. Dan, I don't know. I know it affects everyone a little bit different. I know that there are guys who are trying to put their heads through the metal lockers. There are other guys who they've got tears streaming down their face. And there are some guys who are completely unaffected by the enormity of the situation. There are other guys like me who, during the national anthem, it hit me where the number of people who were watching the game, they said it on the news the night before, and that number was just repeating in my head over and over and over.
That's
wild. We're talking about billions.
Yeah.
I got nervous. And then it all went away. So it all went away the moment I got out there on the field and hit somebody. So I hope, Dan, that these young guys, once they get out there, they know it's just like riding a bike. And they'll feel normal again once they can get out there and do what they love and what they're accustomed to doing. That's why Nick tries to keep it all just as concise and the same and normal as what they're accustomed to.
I hope so. I mean, if you think about it, two, four, maybe five of our players were in college watching Patrick Mahomes play the Eagles.
Sure, sure. Dan, here's one thing that gives me some solace, because it's an interesting question you ask, but we've obviously seen all four of our teams reach a championship round, a number of times through the years. There's only one that I felt like didn't show up in the championship round, and that was the 97 Flyers. All the other times our teams lost, which was plenty of times, I never felt like they didn't show up. 97 Flyers, the only one I felt like the stage was too big. Hence the coach saying choking situation.
One of the most amazing lines ever.
Right? After game three.
Wow.
We're choking. Now the exact line
Terry
was.
Terry Murray, right?
Terry Murray. I believe the exact line was, this is a choking situation.
Like, well, he was right.
Right, but they still canned him. All right, Dan, give me an answer. Best non-Philly playoff moment ever. Which one is it?
Anybody say the immaculate reception?
No, that's a big one. Well, I hadn't thought of that. That obviously has a shot to win. 1972.
What a crazy play.
Yeah, wild, man. Absolutely
crazy
wild.
Consequences.
Yeah.